With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's an example of the premium that President-elect Trump places on encouraging and preserving free speech.
President-elect Donald Trump has named Brendan Carr to head the Federal Communications Commission. Carr is the senior Republican of the agency and has been confirmed by the Senate three times. He was nominated by both Trump and Joe Biden to the commission. The FCC is an independent agency overseen by Congress. I'm Donna Warder.
President Biden has given Ukraine's president something that he's been lobbying for. Ukraine will now be able to use U.S.-made long-range missiles on targets far inside Russia. It's amplifying fears that we could be on the verge of another world war. Meanwhile, Russia has fired a ballistic missile into a northern Ukrainian city, killing and injuring dozens of people.
An official says the strike damaged 15 buildings, including two educational facilities. A search and rescue operation continues on the eve of the war's 1,000-day milestone. Firefighters attempt to put out burning cars, while other emergency responders evacuate residents. The two children killed in the strike on Sumy late Sunday were a 9-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl, the regional prosecutor's office says, adding six injured children remain in a critical condition. I'm Charles Tillodesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, a lawyer for Pete Hegseth says a defense secretary nominee paid a woman who had accused him of sexual assault. The alleged assault occurred in 2017. The attorney says it was consensual and no charges were filed. Two people injured, a powerful house explosion and fire in the Charlotte suburb of Weddington, North Carolina. Union County Sheriff's Office says yesterday's blast was felt countywide. The cause, under investigation. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 113 points. This is SRN News. Wanted posters have been plastered all over one U.S. school.
They bear the images of Jewish faculty members at the University of Rochester and accuse them of, quote, having ties to Israel and other things. Pro-Palestinian groups are suspected of placing the posters, and school officials are denouncing the action. University President Sarah Mangelsdorf says, quote, this act is disturbing, divisive, and intimidating and runs counter to our values as a university. We condemn this act, and we consider it to be anti-Semitic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President-elect Trump says he will use federal funding as a means of purging America's schools of wokeness. On the campaign trail, Mr. Trump vowed to keep boys out of girls' sports and end classroom lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation. Mr. Trump's education plan pledges to cut federal dollars to schools that defy him on these issues. This is SRN News. Pair of shootings disrupts a neighborhood celebration in New Orleans, leaving two people dead, 10 others wounded.
Officers located eight victims with gunshot wounds who were transported to a local hospital. A ninth victim arrived via private vehicle. Less than an hour later, nine blocks north on Albanaster Avenue, there was more gunfire and officers located two victims. EMS pronounced one victim deceased at the scene and the second victim was pronounced at a local hospital. A third victim is listed in stable condition. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick said detectives didn't immediately know if the incidents were related. Investigators are asking for anyone with information to contact the homicide department. I'm Jennifer King.
Three people injured aboard a single-engine plane. It crashed yesterday near a Southern California drag strip where fans were gathered for the finals of a racing event. The FAA says at least two parked vehicles were struck when the plane crashed around 11:40 a.m. in Pomona. That's east of Los Angeles. More details at SRNnews.com.